Stark County Coroner's Office says a 16-year-old girl succumbed to injuries sustained in a shooting. The teen died Friday at Mercy Hospital after being shot in the head at a home on 7th Street Northeast 3 days earlier. The incident remains under investigation by Canton Police. The teen remained on life support until her organs could be removed for donation. An autopsy will be performed by the Cuyahoga County Medical Examiner's Office. Case of former YWCA of Alliance Executive Director Stacy Bacorn has been referred to a theft intervention program. Bacorn pleaded guilty in Common Pleas Court to one count of theft Tuesday. She stepped down in September. Bacorn stole nearly $7,000 from the organization. She used its credit cards for personal expenses, did not submit cash donations, and lied about work-related travel. Bacorn will pay restitution. Judge Taryn Heath says failure to complete the intervention program will result in a conviction and sentence. With completion, the charge will be dropped and her record expunged. Public is being asked for help in tracking down those responsible for setting several fires in the Uniontown area. Police say a 16-passenger van was set ablaze at a warehouse on Apache Street Monday. A large trash bin at the same location and a bathroom at Uniontown Community Park were set on fire Sunday. Two bathroom facilities at the Diamond Baseball Fields off Kriegbaum Road were in flames the same day. Fires occurred between 1 and 4 a.m. Anyone with information has to call Uniontown Police at 330-699-6444. A weak tornado touched down in Stark County last week. The National Weather Service confirmed the Thursday Twister in Sugar Creek Township. An EF0 tornado formed and touched down in a field east of Manchester Avenue and south of Lawndale Road Southwest shortly after 4 o'clock. Maximum sustained winds were 80 miles per hour. The tornado was on the ground for just over a tenth of a mile. It struck a barn with a slate tile roof. The Weather Service says large branches were broken. Several displayed damage consistent with a tornado. Twister briefly crossed an open field and moved east into a wooded area, downing two trees before lifting into the sky. A July 2nd trial set for a Columbiana County Jail corrections officer who allegedly assaulted inmates last year, 26-year-old David Ferguson Grants of Springfield Township, is charged with two misdemeanor counts of assault. He appeared in Common Pleas Court Tuesday for a status conference hearing. The alleged incidents captured by jail cameras. Ferguson Grants accused of throwing a handcuffed inmate to the floor September 18th and hitting his head against a wall. He reportedly pushed another handcuffed inmate up a flight of stairs and jumped on him September 24th. Columbiana County judge issued punishment to a man who pleaded guilty to child pornography charges in March. Common Pleas Judge Megan Bickerton sentenced 38-year-old Matthew Spack of Lisbon to 10 to 11 years in prison Friday. He was also designated a Tier 2 sex offender. He pleaded guilty to charges of pandering obscenity involving a minor and illegal use of a minor in nudity-oriented material. The activity occurred in November 2024. Police executing a search warrant at Spack's home found nude images of minor females on his phone. Sebring Village Council unanimously agreed to settle a lawsuit during a special meeting Monday. Lawmakers agreed to a $20,000 payment to the owner of a property on West Virginia Avenue. Their home was heavily damaged and later demolished. After a 2023 fire, the owner did not object but did take issue, and the village later moved forward with demolition of the adjacent garage. The owner was not given 30 days for due process. Mayor David Wright says Sebring will pay half the settlement. The remainder will be covered by its insurance company. Council also accepted the retirement of Police Chief Ray Harris. His final day will be October 5th. He's been chief since May 2017. Testing of internal candidates for the job will take place next month. The State Department of Corrections reports the death of a Trumbull County woman. 66-year-old Marie Poling was sentenced to life in prison for the 1988 murder of her husband. She died May 20th at the Marysville Reformatory. Poling was scheduled to go before the parole board in August. She was refused parole on six previous occasions. Poling was convicted of shooting Richard Poling to death at their home and enlisting her lover to help dismember the body and dispose of the parts near Washington, Pennsylvania. A Mahoning County judge ruled a woman who shot a man to death 5 years ago will remain in a state mental hospital until her next mandated court hearing. Common Pleas Judge Anthony D'Apolito ruled 42-year-old Jillian Russell of Youngstown not guilty by reason of insanity to an aggravated murder charge. She was accused of gunning down Marcus Turnage on Lakeview Avenue in Youngstown on Easter 2020. The Vindicator reports Russell will remain at Heartland Behavioral Health in Massillon for 2 years. She's been in the facility since the verdict. The home of Youngstown City Councilman Amber White is the focus of a new investigation ordered by Mayor Tito Brown. He's hiring an independent investigator. White was elected in November 2023, probe prompted by her owning a home in Liberty Township since the previous year. According to WFMJ-TV, a spokesman for the city of Youngstown says the mayor does not believe a previous investigation was biased, but the second will look into what's come to light in the past 18 months. They say the investigation comes after several requests and recent information on White's address.